Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Also, well, it used to be the old Talk to a Pastor program, and so you could still call it Talk to a Pastor if you like. I like to call it Shedding Shackles also because we need to shed the shackles of the past. Now today I want to talk about trauma. That's right, trauma. Psychic trauma, emotional trauma. The whole human race, the history of the whole human race, written into the very fabric of our being, is a history of trauma. Have you wondered why all around you see traumas? Traumas, divorces, violence, cruelty, mayhem, violence, misunderstanding. It's unbelievable. It's like it's a sort of turbulence. It's a sort of violence. You don't see it in the animal kingdom. You watch animals, you see that they're relatively calm. They occasionally have to run, or they occasionally have to grab for some food, but otherwise it's a very calm existence, a quiet existence. And yet human beings somehow seem to bring nothing but turbulence, and upheavals, and upset, and gut-wrenching emotions, and decisions, and anger, and violence, and bullying, and cruelty. What's that all about? Well, that's our legacy. And so that's proof right there. What I've just said is proof that we are fallen creatures. Look how low humans have fallen. We're fallen creatures. We're not getting better. We're getting worse. We're not rising. We're becoming worse. You look at the French Revolution. Much misunderstood, and the history of it is little known. It was a time of terror. It was a time of madness. It was not a time of wonderfulness at all. And what they ushered in, these utopians, these socialists, these godless atheists who wanted to bring about a kingdom, a humanist kingdom without God. And what they did is they reaped the whirlwind, tens of thousands of deaths and horror on an unbelievable scale. And finally it came to a conclusion and stopped. But it didn't completely stop because the attempt to dismember the fabric of society, the fabric of the human soul, to separate God. You still see it going on now. They're tearing crosses off of war memorials and taking the Ten Commandments off the wall in the courthouses and forbidding little children to say the word Jesus in school. And madness, utter madness. But that attempt to render the fabric of human existence has been going on ever since the garden, when the serpent tempted Adam to try to do it on his own without God. The devil was the first utopian, the first socialist, okay? And there he was, and Adam went for it. Of course, he didn't know what he was getting into. And ever since, it's been continuing. And after the French Revolution, and then it, it began to really gather force and snowball at the time of the Enlightenment. And then came the upheavals of the French Revolution, but that was not the end of it. Because after that came the horror and the upheaval of the First World War, and then the Second World War, and revolutions around the earth, and even now, communist revolutions and terror on a massive scale. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about trauma, because that's what it is. The change agents who attempt to see trauma as change. And in the trauma, from the trauma is born a creature. From the trauma is born a creature with new allegiances and a new way of life, a fallen way of life. And to the reborn creature of trauma, it appears to be a growing, a throwing away of the past and a starting over. But what it actually is a throwing away of all of what is human, of what is good, of what is true, and taking up a lower life, an animal life, a bestial life, and lies to support that life, to make it seem as if it was improving when it's actually degenerating. And so the reborn creature of trauma then has new allegiances to the lords of trauma, to the lords of trauma. And so you see it today. You know, everywhere you look in the world, and even now in the United States, you see people marching, people attempting to tear down the legitimate and replace it with something. But what they replace it with is a hideous caricature. What they replace it with is a more bestial realm. So it always gets worse rather than better. But they don't see it because in their fervor, in their zeal, in their hypnotized state, in their emotional state, they look forward to being lords of this new order, lords of the new order. And so as it was in the beginning, it's now continuing, but it's just getting worse. I mean, there's more and more. There reaches a tipping point when more people are changelings. More people have their allegiance to the lords of trauma. And then you see madness, the kind of madness that you saw in Rwanda, or that you saw in communist China under Mao Zedong in the Red Guard Revolution. The madness. And so it's not good. So do you understand? Do you understand that for the human being, the human born in the image and likeness of God, who is meant to live in an atmosphere of truth and love, for that person to doubt good, to doubt that good exists, to doubt that God exists, to doubt that there is such a thing as truth, to doubt that there is such a thing as good. Do you see the trauma of that? And when such a person, to compound the trauma, when that person begins to hate or is taught to hate fatherhood, and to hate traditional values, and to hate other people, when that person begins to hate, that's another trauma which separates them from love. And so what they're doing is they're destroying themselves. But unfortunately, they spread mayhem wherever they go. So you see the trauma. Now do you see, fathers, why you must stand for what is right, why you must always be there and be loyal to your family, set a good example so that they will not doubt that good can exist and does exist. Hi, this is Roland. If you're listening in for the first time, perhaps you hear this program and see that it's a breath of fresh air. And you quietly say, yes, yes. Well, then it would be good to check out some of my resources. And so I recommend you go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org. Look for the meditation. I have a free version. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.SheddingShackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Traditional values, oh, how easy it is to mock them. You see, the people who hate God, it's easy for them to set up straw men to hate and then say that the straw men are representatives of good. It's easy for them to do that because, first of all, we humans are imperfect. And being imperfect, we err. And so it's easy to point to the imperfect humans and say, well, look at them. Why, they're not perfect. You see. And the other thing is that it's easy to tell lies, to point the finger at a good person and say, I saw him throw litter on the sidewalk. I'm just making something up. Well, having said that, then it's easy for people to think, well, maybe he did throw litter on the sidewalk. See. So, kids go off to school. Most parents foolishly, very foolishly, abandon their children to the secular daycare school system. They go off to school, and a lot of what's being taught now is not reading, writing, and arithmetic. Obviously, it's not. And if it is, then it's not being taught very well because, you know, you have children newly arriving from Pakistan, and they're doing calculus, see? And you have kids that have been in the public school system here, and they can't do math. See, they can't even do basic algebra. So something is definitely wrong. But the point is that now it's more like teaching some kind of agenda. Math is not being taught. And if it's taught, it's somehow politicized and ruined. It's incredible. The madness. See, remember I talked about the French Revolution? We see the madness even here in our country. And so it's easy to make fun of Dad, for example, if Dad is not perfect, but if he's decent. See, let's say Dad is decent, then you're safe if you don't hate your dad, if you don't have contempt for your dad. See, if you appreciate what's good in your dad and don't hate him if he makes a mistake, then you're safe. You remain close to your inner ground of good and not separated. See, it's that separation through doubt and through resentment. It's that separation that is trauma. See, resentment is trauma. Remember I said humans are meant to live in an atmosphere of truth and love. So when you are tempted to hate, see, the other side tempts you. It tempts you. And when you hate, see, which hatred is a forbidden thing. See, we're not to hate other people. Even if they're not nice people, we're not to hate them because people are created in the image and likeness of God. And so you see they're wrong if they are wrong. But see, they may not be wrong. They've been set up to be wrong, or someone is accusing them of being wrong, and maybe they're not. So you have to, and when you hate, then you don't see clearly when you resent other people. But so if you resent your dad, see, then you watch television. And television shows dad as being all shows fathers as being kind of dumb, kind of behind the times, kind of foolish. They have to be managed by the wife and the kids, you see. So father is undermined. And when you watch the movies and you see how subtly they interject things that are not proper and how a mockery is made of what is good and decent. And then if mom hates her husband, maybe her dad wasn't there for her. Her father failed her. And other men failed her. She went out into the world looking for love, and all she found was use and abuse. And then she married your dad, and maybe he's a halfway decent guy, but she resents him anyway. She resents him. She wants something from him he doesn't seem to have. Well, maybe he doesn't have it, but maybe he could find himself. Maybe if she didn't give him such a hard time, and if she didn't resent him so, then maybe he could find himself. But she resents him. And the kids, being close to mom, they pick up her hate, her contempt, her judgment of her father. And then the next generation, then, through hatred of father and resentment of father and doubting what is good, becomes the traumatized people with a new allegiance to what they think is good, but which is not good. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character, and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about trauma today. I think I've laid some groundwork. If you just joined the program, well, you should listen to, you should go to the audio archives. All you have to do is go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and listen to the audio archives. You can hear this program again. And maybe you'll get it. Maybe you'll see. All of a sudden, your eyes will be open. You'll say, wow. Okay, that's what's wrong. That's what's been going wrong. And you'll see that, yes, you were. You did resent your dad. You were tricked into it. Of course, he wasn't perfect. He made some mistakes. But how about you now as an adult? Are you perfect? No, you're not perfect. So if you're not perfect, then you mustn't hate other people if they're not perfect. But you'll see how you may have been tricked. You may have been seduced and tricked into resenting your dad. Maybe you didn't want to hate your dad. Maybe you saw there was something good about him. But you were seduced and you had to be loyal. Loyal to mom who hated dad and loyal to the other kids who they were in rebellion. And so you had to go along with the other kids and do rotten things. You had to smoke marijuana and do whatever they did. Get the same tattoos and wear the same clothes and smoke the same marijuana and take the same drugs and have the same way of talking and the same way of acting and the same music. And see, you went along. Well, you didn't have to go along, but it was hard to resist because, see, that's what Father was for. He's supposed to be stronger than the world. So you don't have to go along. But he failed you, okay? And then everything was exaggerated, and pretty soon everybody was in rebellion against Dad and said how terrible he was, and you went along with that, then you had to cling for love. But you see, as soon as you begin to resent, doesn't matter who you resent, the worst is resenting your dad. But whether you resent your dad or your mom, or resent bullies or other kids, or resent kids that are smarter than you, or resent kids that are prettier than you, whoever you resent, any kind of resentment, it's a separation from love. And in that separation is a seed change for the human. And then you become a creature of hate and resentment, and a creature of anger and compensation and pleasure. See, pleasure to take away the pain and seeking distraction and excitement to obtain relief from the tension. Attention for resenting. And so you became a pleasure seeker. You had a pleasure monkey on your back. And you sought pleasure and excitement and distraction to ease the pain and to take you away from conscience. But you see, your conscience, what you know in your heart, well, that's what's trailing you. That's what's trying to call you back. See? Fortunately, there's an escape clause, okay? There is an escape clause. You can find your way back to what's good, what is true, and what is innocent, back to your real self. See, most people are not themselves. They become creatures of trauma, changeling creatures, resentful and angry and false, see, and addicted to pleasure. And possessions. And see, it's what they become. So to come back to what you could have been a Madame Curie. You could have been a Susan B. Anthony. You could have been a Ruth. You could have been an Albert Einstein. See, he wasn't always an old guy, you know. When he was young, he was kind of handsome and smart and fun. See, and intuitive and a genius. But you threw it all away for your marijuana and your socializing and for the luxury of hating and resenting and blaming. So now you must give those things up. Come back to be what you were always meant to be. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. If you're listening in for the first time, perhaps you hear this program and see that it's a breath of fresh air. And you quietly say, yes, yes. Well, then it would be good to check out some of my resources. First of all, and most important, is the meditation. See, right now you're probably, because you've been so upset, as I alluded to earlier, and traumatized your whole life, beginning when you were a little child, in your upset, you began to get lost in thinking, lost in imagination. So you need to come out of that. You have to learn how to come back to reality, back to the present moment where the birds are singing and where you're closer to, well, your ground of being, to the inner good, to your intuition. That's very important. And so the meditation that I've made is a very simple little technique, and it helps you to do that. It helps you to become grounded in the present. And so I recommend you go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and look for the meditation. I have a free version. Get the free version. Give it a try. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.